We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The following is a Learfield presentation of the Rice Sports Network. On the Rice Sports Network from Learfield, welcome to the Mike Bloomgren Show. In the next hour, Mike Bloomgren will break down the previous week and look ahead to what's next for the Owls. The Mike Bloomgren Show is brought to you by The Parking Spot. The Parking Spot. We have airport parking covered. By the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 716, lighting up Rice University in Houston for over 100 years. Now, alongside Coach Bloomgren, here's the voice of the Owls, J.P. Heath.
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome back to Mike Bloomgren Show, live here from Fuddruckers. So good, so good. The South McGregor 288 location. Football shows each week brought to you by our buddies at Fuddruckers. You got Calvin up front, DJ on the grill. And who? Chanel? Okay, Chanel. Sorry, forgot your name, I think. My bad. But they are some great, great people. And it is a great spot to be. Good attendance here tonight as we talk some Rice House football with the boss man, Dunleavy Family Head Football Coach Mike Bloomgren, coming up here in moments. Fuddruckers, the world's greatest hamburgers. Whether your crave is grilled onions, crispy bacon, three cheese, or all the above, we've got you. Our produce, homemade buns, always fresh and delicious. Come by, create your crave today at Fuddruckers. I could not wait the extra hour, so I had to get my tots early and the magical lever of cheese that comes out on the tots. So I am okay. I know y'all are worried about me. I am going to survive until I get my my single tear trickling down my cheek. My last burger of this season, at least. I will not be here next week. I'll have Rice Owls basketball. But the one and the only, Nate the Great, will be here. Nate Griffin filling in for me. And I'll have Rice basketball tournament in Florida. And so that hashtag Burgers for Nate will officially come to an end. T-minus 7 days and six nights till we get Nate a burger here at Fuddruckers. We've been following that on the broadcast. But Rice, on today's show, first stop, before we tell you about Rice at UTEP coming up, we have Coach Bloomgren. And then we talk to Owls safety, linebacker. What exactly do you do here? We'll get it from his mouth. Kirk Lockhart, my guy already. He knows why. We'll talk to him coming up a little bit, talking about that Owls defense and obviously the challenging game Saturday against Bailey Zappi. But Kirk had a season-high 10 tackles in that game, angling for that Fuddruckers burger, right? Also today, it lines up, we have safeties coach Colin Spencer on the show, his second tour of duty here on South Main. We'll talk about his path, the safeties as a group, in their seasons that they've had. And then Coach Blumgren comes back, and we scout out Dana Dimble and the UTEP Miners. That game coming up on Saturday from the great West Texas town of El Paso. 3 o'clock is our airtime here. The broadcast, excuse me, is at 3 on ESPN+. Plus. We're on at 2:30. Your faithful audio companions, Nate, Walter, and David Pillen on the sideline. Your faithful audio companions in that one. You catch us on the Owls Game Day app, RiceOwls.com, and the Varsity Network app as well with that 2:30 Houston Methodist pregame. Also on the Owls Facebook and YouTube pages as well. Because why not? Why not do that, right? We've got that option, so we do it, and it pubs out our great athletes. But SyncMyGame.com to match us up with that broadcast as well. Some other Owl sporting news before we talk to Coach Blumgren. Rice Volleyball is the number one seed in the Conference USA tournament coming up the end of the week in Norfolk. They swept through UTSA Friday and Saturday at Tudor Fieldhouse. Last week, but they completed their second straight undefeated conference season. They've won 48 of their last 51 CUSA matches, and they're going to open up against Charlotte coming up Friday morning at 11. That's on ESPN+. And today, news came down that Nicole Lennon was named to the Conference USA academic team. No surprise for her. That's her third time in her career. She's made the all-academic team, double major, folks, in psychology and economics, 3.74 GPA. And I think I remembered this nugget, forgot it, relearned it, but she's the only active player with 2,000 career kills and 1,000 career digs. Probably not the last award she will get this week. What a great ambassador for Rice Athletics. And Rice cross country heading to the national championship. The women's team finished second as a team in Friday morning's regional meet. They qualified as a team for next week's national meet in Tallahassee. Now, at the time I wrote that, I didn't edit it, but that's this weekend coming up. While we're in El Paso, they'll be in Tallahassee running away. In that regional meet, get this, Arkansas got first place. Rice second, besting Texas and LSU. And no surprise here, Grace Forbes doing Grace Forbes things. She finishes first in the region, and she'll be going on to that national meet as well. Stay tuned coming up. We're at Fuddruckers and 288 and South McGregor location. Stay tuned coming up next. We'll talk some Owls football with Dunleavy Family Head football coach Mike Blumgren. That's coming up next. This is the Mike Blumgren Show from Learfield.
Everybody's got a burger. No matter what your burger, Fuddruckers has it. Each morning, we make the freshest buns for the world's greatest hamburger. Whatever craving combo you have, our buns have you covered. 100% all-American premium cut beef cooked to order. Add delicious toppings to pile high. Then head over to our Build Your Own Produce Bar with fresh ingredients to create your crave. Our burger coasters are waiting for you at Fuddruckers.
Highlighting the Owls on the gridiron. Welcome back to the Mike Blumgren Show. Here again, your host, J.P. Heath.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Mike Blumgren Show. Here for the boss man in seconds, Kirk Lockhart. Owls safety joins us, and safeties coach Colin Spencer joins us as well. Before we preview those UTEP Miners, Dunleavy Family Head football coach Mike Blumgren. Coach, how are things?
Doing good, man. How about you?
Can't complain one bit here at Fuddruckers. Let's discuss that Western Kentucky game. And I know it obviously was disappointing at the time and still stings now. But what was the sentiment yesterday and now trying to learn from that in this one as you move forward and talk to the guys and get ready for UTEP?
Yeah, I think it's really simple. When you're playing against one of the best offenses in college football, we knew that our margin for error was going to be very small. And I think you saw us start off the game the way that we had to play. And you know, defense getting a turnover on the first drive and then us going 90-something yards down the field. and not being able to put it in the box, that was a really tough deal because I think we could have actually put them on their heels there. And, again, not that they would have worried too much about their ability to score or any of those things, but we held the ball for 7 minutes, and they were sitting on the sideline. You could tell they were getting frustrated. And if we could have put that in the box, that's the way we needed to play. We needed our defense to create a turnover, which they did, and needed our offense to score every time they got the opportunity in the red zone. And we went 2 of 4 in the red zone. And more than that, you look at what the defense did, and you mentioned Kirk. Kirk had one of them, but the defense had 4 turnovers on the day. And that's a winning performance. You know, when you can get 4 turnovers, that should change the game. Unfortunately, we turned the ball over 5 times as a football team with 4 interceptions and a fumble. So now you end up -1, and you just can't do that against a great football team. And I think that that is a great offense. I think Bailey Zappe is a difference maker. There was an article that came out this weekend about him playing in the Senior Bowl and turning himself into a 4th-round draft pick already. And you know what? I'm in his band right now, you know, on his bandwagon, rather, because I think that kid's very impressive. I think that he gets the ball out incredibly well, and he knows where to go with it. So, again, I'm impressed with them, but I also know we had to play the game a certain way for us to have success, and we weren't able to get that done.
As wild as his stats are and were in that game, he was only 40-ish yards above his season average on the season. So you think it wasn't – I mean, obviously it wasn't Zappe, but, like, the turnovers, and it wasn't just one thing that led to that result.
Yeah, no, it wasn't at all. It was how the game went. You know, you're at the end of the first quarter, and – hey, it's 7-0. Once again, we had an opportunity to score, and we didn't take advantage of it. Then we're driving. I made the decision to go for it on 4th down at midfield. We don't get it. So defense, you know, has a short field right there that they've got to defend, and they were able to get off the grass. We get the ball back, and weren't able to really advance it much, and then we have a terrible punt. And so it was all these things played into it. And then I think on that next drive, we had somebody miss a tackle at the 40-yard line, and it ends up going to the house. And those things are just so unfortunate when they start rolling on you. But that's what a good team does. You know, that's what we've been able to do to some people over time, and that's what we would love to be able to do every game. And it takes everybody doing their job. It takes all 11 people doing their 1/11th consistently and at a very high level to get to that place. And that's what we're working towards. And certainly working to get there this week and go 1-0 in El Paso against, again, a very good UTEP team that's, you know, right there in the middle of the conference like everybody else seems to be. You've got a couple teams at the top and you got a couple at the bottom, but the rest of it, maybe the middle 8, are kind of right all there together. And we got a chance to win this game and take another step forward for our program, and that's what we're going to try to do.
Yeah, segueing in my next question perfectly, I heard Shea Baker and Elijah Garcia talk after the game, and they're talking about these last two games setting the culture forward, even though you can't play for a bowl game. It might be an unfair question this early in the week, but what do you preach to the guys these last two games?
Oh, the things we've always been talking about, growth and progress. And that's so real, and a chance to have an opportunity to take a tangible step forward. Rice hasn't won 5 games since 2015, and if we could do that, it's not the bowl game that we all wanted. It's not what I wanted for these super seniors, but gosh, it's a good step forward. And it's a whole lot better than only 3 wins, I promise you that. And this is something we have control of right now. We have an ability to go out there and win this week and really make things a little bit more interesting the following week.
Let's talk about some other positive aspects of that game. Jake Constantine's game, I know you said you can't have the interceptions, but most passing yards in about 5 years, he had 380 passing yards. So I know sometimes in comebacks you'll have quarterbacks get those yards. Obviously, that's a natural thing of football. But what did you like some about Jake's game? What were some of the things you liked?
Yeah, you know, I love that Jake was able to keep plays alive. And we're always going to talk about the quarterback needing to protect the ball. And, you know, it's hard to say he did that when you have 4 interceptions. But the reality is 2 of them were tip balls. One of them was a tip ball right to a defender. And one of them, the receiver stopped in his route. And so it's hard to blame Jake. You know, that goes on his stat line. But that's tough, you know, and that's where we all have to do our job, or the quarterback ends up with the interception and the team ends up with the pain. So the bottom line is we all got to do our job. And there was one throw where Jake pressed where it was intercepted in the end zone, and I wish, just like he wishes, he could have that throwback.
And with a high passing game, there are high receiving games as well. August Pete had a career-high 9 catches, but career-high 130 yards, and he did have the fumble, but August this season is taking it up that notch. You know, when you look at it from a season point of view, do you see him stepping up like you wanted to in his development in the program?
Yeah, I do. I'm glad that he had some good stats, and certainly he had some big plays for us as the game went on. But that game was not to his standard, and that's not what we expect from August. When you talk about the fumble or the multiple drop passes, that's not the way he can play if he's going to be the guy we want him to be. So we still need more out of August. I think Jake Bailey's a guy that you've seen for three or four games in a row now just make every play that's come his way. I'm so impressed with what Jake's doing and the confidence he has and the me-to-you factor from Jake Constantine to Jake Bailey. That's been fun to watch that develop. And then it was awesome to have Cedric have the big play-action post again and keep those feet in bounds and really kind of jumpstart us at a time to say, hey, guys, we still got life. Let's go to work here.
The offense for the second straight game had around that 500-yard mark. So what have you seen and what's improved there where they have been able to be more consistent with the yardage? Does it start with the running game and everything working off of that? Or
yeah, I think, well, number one, we're going to start with the intellectual brutality, right? We're going to play great defense. We're going to pound the ball. But what really has been the difference in our total yards has been the quarterback play, the fact that he has thrown the ball downfield and the offensive line's done a pretty dang good job protecting him, and the receivers have made plays. So it all works together. You know, Kirk will tell you right off when we talk about the secondary and how it's play, rush and coverage always work together. So if you have big plays down the field, you got to have the protection. It has to start with the protection first.
This is the Mike Blumgren Show here at Fuddruckers. Unfortunately, on the injury front, some guys were out. Antonio Montero didn't go Saturday. Is it too early? Like, again, I know I have to ask this, and I think I know the answer. Just too early to tell if he's ready for this week, this week's game?
Yeah, we'll see. I think he's a week-to-week thing right now. You know, we'll just see. You know, obviously, that is a big loss. He's our leading tackler. But, you know, it's always going to be next man up. And you got Aiden Ciano jumping on the field in his spot. And then you got Kirk leading us in tackles. So guys are going to step up. We're going to be just fine. It's more like I hate it for these guys that don't get an opportunity to finish out their college career, you know, when they're in that situation.
Yeah. And Jordan Myers, Ari Broussard in the backfield, do you know anything extra about them? Or?
No, we certainly anticipate we'll have both of those two available. Ari missed today because of a family funeral, but Jordan was there and was rocking and rolling. So we certainly think we'll have both of those guys going.
So you mentioned Aiden. He was on my bullet points here. His first career start, we've seen him in some other action. And tell us about him. He's one of those true freshmen that is getting a lot of reps. I remember you telling me before the season, hey, he's going to be a guy for the future. And he's shown that blossoming so far.
He has. You know, I think Aiden's playing really good. And I think everybody's confidence in him. You know, talking to Trey Schumann today, Trey's like, Aiden is a dog. He's going to be one of us. And I love hearing that because I love hearing those young bucks are coming up the right way and love the game and love the defense like that. But the other one, you know, beside him is Dez Baker, and Dez is doing a great job running sideline to sideline, and I think this is the second game in a row he's had a sack, I think that's right, second game in a row with a sack, and he's starting to really get comfortable in Coach Smith's defense, and as that comfort continues to come, you're going to see the plays come for him. So both those guys stepping up into roles that, again, didn't start the year as starters, but certainly they're there now, and they're playing pretty good football.
Guy coming up in a few minutes, let's make him blush a bit, Kirk Lockhart. You mentioned the pick, and he matched his career high with 10 tackles. And Kirk's a guy that it's come in hitting. I mean, he'll hit you in the mouth and make you like it. Tell us a little bit about him that the stats don't show.
Yeah, you know, that's that Cedar Hill way, man. Like, they
the
grow
chill.
Up that way. Yeah, they grow up that way. So, you know, it was no secret when he got here, and we had already signed Kebron Page the year before from Cedar Hill, and knew a bunch of coaches that had coached there and was really getting to know the staff there. And they were like, you cannot miss on this kid. You're going to absolutely love him. He gets everybody lined up. He is so physical at the point of attack when the ball's in the air. And I would say that everything that was advertised about him, the film showed, and it's really showed up since day one here. He loves to hit people. He loves to play football the right way. I think Coach Spencer sometimes has to work on making sure he is seeing his run keys correctly, because sometimes he'll end up at the line of scrimmage really quickly and have to get back for the play action pass at times. But we'd rather have him that way. We certainly don't want anybody backing up when they need to come up and make a hit. And he is a see ball, get ball guy. And man, you see that interception the other day, and everything's just starting to click and become more and more comfortable for Kirk. And he's a guy that even when you go back to his first starts, you know, or first game action, he's always made plays. Like I remember a play in one of his first games where he makes the play, his helmet's off, and he's sitting there over the receiver, and it ended up on the highlight film, so I saw it a bunch of times, all his hair going everywhere. And then, you know, I go back to the play he made earlier in the season where he basically turned into the receiver and caught the ball over his shoulder to effectively end a game. So he's a playmaker, and I'm glad he's on our team.
And it lined up. We have his position coach, one of his position coaches, Coach Spencer, here, and discuss his group, because Naeem had his third pick of the season. And they've been shorthanded, but they have adjusted. And, I mean, you've seen the maturation of Gabe Taylor, too, in that group.
Yeah, it is not how you would design your first year as a full-time guy to go into it and have two or three starters that are just repeatedly missing time. But what he's done is he's raised those guys the right way. So when they step up, a Gabe Taylor, when he steps in the game, now you're seeing Play Wyatt step into the game and affect the game, creating a fumble and having another tackle. So that's why you build it the right way. That's why you have those young guys that you continue to work with day in and day out. So although it's not ideal for Coach Spencer in year one, if there's anybody that could handle it in a year one, it's him, because he's been in this system really since day one. You know, he's one of the first guys Coach Smith wanted to hire. We got him down here in the first year. They'd worked a couple camps together. And so Coach Smith hand-selected Colin, and he's been here every step of the way, and I'm certainly glad he's coaching that safeties room now.
All right, my last show, as you heard earlier, so I have to ask you, I don't think I asked you this last year, what is your favorite, like, family recipe? You have a good Thanksgiving side, a dessert. This may shock you, Coach, but I like eating on Thanksgiving. So
me too, man. Absolutely. Put it there. Absolutely. So, yeah, for me, there is a corn casserole dish that my grandmother used to make at our family Thanksgiving all the time, and Laura still makes every year at Thanksgiving now, and we do Thanksgiving pretty big around here. It's a family affair, from everybody's families coming over to the house. Sanders Davis, our offensive line coach, Sydney's brother, is a chef for all intents and purposes. He's taught cooking classes before he became a football coach.
I did not know that.
He will throw down Cajun cuisine in the kitchen. Traditionally, we've gotten a turkey from Popeyes, and I've kind of watched over that thing. We're changing the game on that this year. We're stepping that up. Coach Kershaw is going to fry a turkey on premise, so we're going to have it injected, and we're going to have that thing ready to rock, and Laura's family will be there, so we'll have some of her old family recipes as well.
Nice. Dessert, though. What's your dessert?
Dessert. Okay, well, the corn casserole is my go-to, yeah. But the dessert, I'm good with any kind of pie, any of the peas.
Same.
Pumpkin pecan, like, give it to me.
Okay. Nate, it was his birthday Saturday. He said his favorite cake was pound cake, and we kind of ragged him for that. It's kind of plain.
That's boring. Yeah.
That's like, you need some flavoring, Nate. You need some icing, but he's a fit athlete, you know, so that makes sense.
But if you want pound cake, then just go to the Bahamas and get a rum cake. Like,
there you go.
You know what I mean? Like, put some use into that thing.
Thank you, Coach. We'll be back.
Okay? Thank you.
Dunleavy Family Head Football Coach Mike Bloomgren getting down to it, talking about that Thanksgiving grub. He'll be back in a bit to preview the UTEP Miners and head coach Dana Dimmel. They're 6-4 on the season, 3-3 here in league play. Coming up next, we have number 9 from the Chill, Kirk Lockhart, joining us here at the Mike Bloomgren Show from Learfield.
There's a brand new way to catch every second of the game. The Varsity Network app. Instant access to live play-by-play broadcasts of your favorite team, podcasts, and other original content produced by Learfield. The Varsity Network delivers easy-to-find content for hundreds of schools. You can even enable push notifications for reminders. Search and download the Varsity Network app on all Apple or Android mobile devices. The Varsity Network app, designed for the college sports fan.
This is the Mike Bloomgren Show. Here again, the voice of the Owls, J.P. Heath.
Yeah, you know it, here at the Fuddruckers, South McGregor and 288 location. Uno Mas, one more show next week, and the challenge has been put out for the TV star himself, Nate Griffin. He will sit in this very seat next week and eat a, probably not while he's talking, he's a pro broadcaster, but he will get his burger that he's been talking so much smack about. Joined now up on the stage, he is the handsome one. It is the Kirk Lockhart, number 9 on your Rice Owls. I guess one of two number 9s on your Rice Owls roster. But this is not TJ McMahon. This is Kirk Lockhart. Kurt, how are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I cannot complain one bit.
At all.
We continued with Coach Bloomgren's Thanksgiving talk there. You gave me a sneak peek of that story. So you had Thanksgiving on a birthday last year or 2 years ago, and what happened?
So my freshman year, I was on a travel team. So my roommate all went back home to Dallas. My sister, she's my twin sister, so she went down and celebrated with my family. But I stayed down here, and we had practice and whatnot, Thanksgiving dinner. And after that, I just kind of went in my room, called my sister, told her happy birthday, and just went to sleep. But, I mean, it was still a great day. But, I mean, I just love to have that November birthday where we overlaps with Thanksgiving. So, nice little memory.
So it won't be on you have to wait a few more years for that to line up on your birthday again.
Yeah.
So won't happen in your Rice career again. But
not again.
Favorite Thanksgiving side or food?
I'll say chitlins because I'm a real more so on the countryside. I like chitlins. My granny, she cleans them real nice and then cooks them up real nice. And, I mean, that's just something that's different that we don't eat every day. Most of the stuff at Thanksgiving we casually eat throughout the year, but that's something we don't, you know, see that every day.
So okay.
I say it's my favorite.
Now, forgive me. I see you're born in Los Angeles.
No. That's actually wrong.
Okay.
And I blame it on myself because I never went to Chuck and let him know that that's actually wrong. But Dallas bred, I've been in Dallas my whole life.
Okay. Well, my point with that is that you've got Dallas and you've got Houston. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's not really too much country. So where does the country come in with the...
Well, I live in Cedar Hill, which is like a suburb in Dallas. But if you're around that area, you realize it's like it's kind of a mix. And a lot of people around there are actually like country kids.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, around my high school career, that's when it started to get a lot of more, you know, urban kids moving in. But before that, it was a lot of, you know, more so country people there. And it's just, we just go outside and just have fun all day. That's what we did.
A lot of talent in that South I-20 corridor there.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
You guys, Duncanville, your big rival, you think?
Or shout out Trey D and DB. I mean, my junior year, I think that was the first year I actually was a part of the my varsity team playing them, and they blew us out. They came and worked. I remember Trey D and DB started that game.
Trayshawn Devones or Braylon Carroll for them.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And they had a great game, but, I mean, they just kind of dominated our offense, and we played pretty good on defense, but hey, all shout out to them for, you know, just coming out there and dominating. So that DeSoto, Dunkville area, Cedar Hill, you know, we always compete. Love it.
And segue there, perfect spot to ask you this. So when did you kind of know, all right, I can play a little ball here? And kind of a two-part question, I could probably play in college, and then eventually, obviously, sitting here wearing a Rice shirt, talking to the Rice announcer with the Rice football coach. So how did all that kind of two-part, how did that transpire?
Okay, so my junior year, I eventually got moved up to varsity, and we'll just go through the plays and stuff. We had a lot of depth in the secondary, so didn't see much time. But, you know, as the season kind of went on, I kind of moved up on the depth chart. And I'm not really thinking about it. I'm pretty short at this time. And a lot of my teammates are just telling me, like, dude, just keep grinding. You'll be something, I promise you. And I'm like, yeah, I hear you and whatnot, but I'm just like, you know, just doing one thing at a time, just making sure I'm taking care of that. But eventually I realized my senior year when they kind of just made me a team captain, and we just kept, especially that offseason, we just was working. And that's when I started to realize, like, we could really be something. And then during the season, I started to, you know, come up with a lot of interceptions and just making plays. And I was like, yeah, this is – I love it. And I just fell in love with the game of football, obviously a long time ago, but at that point it was just fun. You know, you're doing it at the varsity level, going crazy. And that's when I realized, you know, I think I can play in college. And when they finally offered me at Rice, I wanted to commit right away, of course, because it was just like the academics and, you know, just having that conversation with Bloom, with Smith, you know, it's just – it Vestal at the time. It was just like, it just felt like home. So me and my other teammate got the offer at the same time. We decided to commit.
So what's your favorite classes? What are you studying?
I'm a math guy, but sport management is just something that kind of hit me by surprise. I just love learning about sports. You know, that's what we do all day. And it's just, interesting when you actually learn something about sports. The sport you've been playing all your life that you just absolutely didn't know. So just kind of fell in love with sport management. That's my major now.
Yeah, a lot more goes into it than just out there hitting guys and picking off passes,
most
right?
Definitely. A lot of stuff going on in the background. And, you know, you never realize how much goes on with compliance and how all of that works. And that's something I'm learning about right now. And it's a lot of stuff that, especially with the NCAA, that's just not straightforward. A lot of stuff is just inferring. So it's really deep. I can say that much.
This is Kirk Lockhart joining us here on the Mike Bloomgren Show. And we are at the Fuddruckers South McGregor and 288 location. So kind of repaint the picture for us. As if I was thinking ahead, I could have had the call at the ready, but I knew it immediately when I saw that number nine picking off that pass. Just walk us through that and what that felt like at the time, getting that pick.
So at this point, we're just trying to get the ball back. I remember the play before, the guy caught a little slant. I mean, a little hitch route. So I make contact, and I'm just trying to hold them up, and we're trying to get the ball out. And, you know, they end up driving for another 5-6 yards, and we're like, hey, man, we got to get this ball back. We can't let them score again. And so coach calls a cover zero, and he tries to run a slant. And it was, it wasn't a really good route in the first place. And I was like, yeah, I'm just going to go break on the route. And luckily, the ball is just right there. It's just something quick. And I kind of caught it with my left hand. I'm trying to secure it. And then I look up, and it's a lineman right in front of my face. So I'm like, well, I got to make a move, make him miss. But I ran into, about six other offensive guys. And when you look to the right on film, it's wide open. So it's just like, when you look back at it, you're just like, wish you could have did more with it. But I mean, I'm just glad we got off the field right there. Yeah. That's really the biggest thing you want to do in that situation.
Hopefully a few more opportunities, right?
Most definitely.
You stepped up for – you of course, played a lot already, but stepping in for Trayshawn Chamberlain too. How tough is that in that one of your guys has been down, mm-hmm. but then at the same time, you've gone in there and played pretty well?
I feel like it's not something you really get too nervous about, especially being in a room with – those older guys. Ever since I got here, being behind George, Naeem, and Trayshawn, one thing about that safety room is it's a lot of love, and it's not any type of hatred amongst each other when guys are moving on that depth chart. It's always, what can I do to help you, kind of understand your role on the team better. So I feel like when those guys went down, they always did a good job of coaching me up, making sure that I was doing things right. And Trey, he's, on the sideline hurting, that he can't play a season anymore because of that shoulder injury. But he's consistently, just letting me know when I'm messing up on the field, just kind of sitting back in the end zone, looking at me throughout practice, making sure that I'm doing the right thing. So, I mean, it's nothing but love for those guys. We're on a field together, and Naeem would tell me, hey, what are you doing? And I'll look at him, I'm like, you're right. And then we just line up and play, and it's just a lot of love, being in that room with Coach Spencer. He just always on us, letting us know every little thing that we do wrong, he will point out. But, when we do those, make those plays, he's going to, let us know, hey, that's what I'm looking for. And I just love being in that room every day. You're going to go in that room and just like, oh, he's just going to get on me today about this. It's, you're going to go in that room, you're going to learn, and you're going to get better. And something we didn't used to do is come out to practice early and, get extra drills working. But ever since he's been in that room, you see a lot of the safeties just running out there about 20, 15 minutes early, just ready to go out there and get some ball work, some footwork. And we're just out there having fun before practice. We realize practice start, we're just looking like, oh, let's go to our first period. So, I mean, it's just a blessing to be in a room with those guys.
All right, finally, your other favorite team, 43-3 yesterday.
43-3.
You overconfident? Me and that.
I'm trying to kind of stay, settled, because I was talking a lot of mess before the Broncos game.
Yeah, didn't work out.
They got me in a lot of trouble when I returned to the athletic trainer's room the next day because they started talking mess about it. But I mean, I love those Cowboys. Everything Dallas, we're gonna do it big. Hopefully, y'all see us in the Super Bowl this year. Not going to say too much on it right now. Don't want to jinx it, but Dallas Cowboys today I die.
All right. Good to talk to you. Enjoyed it.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
Appreciate it. Kirk Lockhart of our Rice Owls. Appreciate him. Thanks for him. And stay tuned. Coming up next, safeties coach Colin Spencer joins us here at the Mike Bloomgren Show at Fuddruckers. This is the Mike Bloomgren Show from Learfield.
You know who makes the world's greatest hamburgers? You do. Only Fuddruckers allows you to completely customize your burger with endless ways to create your crave. You'll always have gourmet perfection in your hands. You might even earn a PhD in burger building while doing it. Visit Fuddruckers today.
Every time you come to Fuddruckers, you have the power to create your crave. We like to call it CYC. CYC means you select your bun, the size of your burger, and the burger is cooked your way. And don't forget about our abundant variety of delicious toppings. CYC, only at Fuddruckers.
Hey, it's JP here to tell you that, yes, there's more Rice House content out there for you to consume. Subscribe and download the official podcast of Rice Athletics, Rice Owls Insider. Rice Owls Insider provides a unique new look at a variety of head coaches, players, and other integral voices inside the Rice Athletics department. Plus, you can find archived coaches shows as well. For the best in Rice Owls content, subscribe to Rice Owls Insider, the official podcast of Rice Athletics. Available on Apple, Stitcher, and Spotify.
You're listening to the latest in Owls football with the head coach, Mike Blumgren. Now, let's rejoin J.P. Heath.
We hear more from Coach coming up next segment to preview those UTEP Miners, but right now joined by an assistant coach in his second tour of duty here on South Main. It is Colin Spencer, boss of those safeties. Coach, how are things?
Going well. I'm just trying to finish out the year strong.
Yeah. So you got a guy like Kirk there, and you've got you had a pretty deep safety core. As Coach mentioned earlier, there have been some guys that have unfortunately gone down, and you've had to adjust. What has that been like in your first full year this stint in this job, trying to adjust and adapting and overcoming, as the phrase goes?
Yeah, you know, it started as a pretty experienced group with three returning starters, you know, three-year starters. And then you lose two of them, so you just got to bounce guys around and get the best players on the field. And you know, Kurt's played pretty much every spot in that secondary now, in that safety group. And so he's a guy we knew we had to have on the field. Gabe's a guy we knew we had to have on the field, so we had to move some guys around, move Naeem to that free safety spot. So it's been a challenge, but you know, Kurt, you've seen the progress over the last few games. You know, now that he's getting used to it, so they're doing a good job. And you know, they're all smart dudes. They can handle it. They all know those spots, all of them.
Yeah. One thing I've learned over the years, you can throw a lot at a Rice athlete in a short amount of time and
right.
be able to adjust.
Absolutely.
So how has the safety position changed in this age? And we saw that this week. I mean, maybe not to that extent every week with a quarterback like Zappe, but it's so pass-heavy. Not a lot of wishbones running out there. So that obviously puts stress on the defense. So kind of a, heck, as long as you want – condensed version, how the position has you've had to adapt over the years, I'm sure.
Yeah, you know, the biggest thing is all the up-tempo offenses, you know, and you got to get the defense lined up, and that's usually the biggest challenge, especially when you got young guys still learning. You know, they got to make calls, but they got to make them on the fly, and you got guys like Zappe, you know, who can sling it all over the field. They got good athletes that play in space, so not only do you have to know everything and know the all adjustments, you have to be able to make the plays too when the ball's in the air, right? And then you got to be able to come down in the run fit. And so they're a trifecta of a football player. You know, they're in the run fits. They're obviously keeping the top of it on the defense, making sure no balls get over our head. And then obviously making all the adjustments on the run. You know, it is a challenge. It takes a lot. It's more mental than it is physical than anything, I would say.
So as I mentioned, your second tour of duty here with Rice, how does it compare to the GA days that you had a few years back?
Yeah, you know, I got here in 2018 with Brian. He brought me in, and it's been obviously a different responsibility now. But, you know, like I learned everything I know I've learned from Brian Smith, so I kind of was just handed the keys, you know, and I was given a great group, you know, that he laid the foundation of, so it wasn't taking that much of an adjustment, you know. The biggest challenge is just not messing them up, you know, because he did such a great job with those guys. But it's easy. Good group of guys that, you know, they want to learn, they want to get better, and they'll keep you on your toes too because they're all smart dudes. So it's been great. It's what you work for.
University of the Redlands, where you played some ball, all-conference performer. Redlands, forgive me, is that near Palo Alto?
Yeah, everyone thinks Redwood, you know, because the Redwoods up in Northern California. It's in Southern California, about an hour east of Los Angeles, small D3 school.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where'd you call home?
So I'm originally from Michigan. And then
okay.
I got out there to play JUCO ball. I got family out there, in the Central Valley, Bakersfield, California, the armpit of California, not palm trees and beaches. And, you know, and then I ended up getting recruited by Redlands, so I went down there to finish my career.
Okay. I love how you just you get it out there before anybody has to say anything.
Yeah, trust me, I've heard it. There was palm trees, so it was paradise to me anyway, coming from a small town in Michigan. So
the tie with Coach Smith, how do you want to get into coaching? That's kind of another two-parter, like I asked Kirk. When do you want to get into coaching, and how do you make your path here to Houston the first time?
Yeah, so, you know, I met Coach Smith when it was my first year coaching at Redlands. I got on staff there, and he was at Michigan at the time, and they had, like, it was when Harbaugh had, like, 35 satellite camps all over the country. And they had, like,
made a little news. Yeah.
Yes, yeah, everyone remembers, and they had, like, six out in the West Coast, and I, like, went to all of them and worked with Coach Smith and stayed in touch, and he brought me in, you know, so I think he appreciates hard work. If anyone who knows him, that's what he likes. And then, you know, I knew I wanted to get in coaching, you know, when I was in college. I didn't know if I wanted to go the high school route. My dad was a high school teacher and coach. And then, you know, but I decided, you know, college is a little bit more fun. I'd rather go 100% football than half and half, you know. But, yeah, no, it's been great. Coach Bloom, all the whole staff, everyone welcoming me and giving me these opportunities, so.
So you mentioned your dad, too, learning more about you. And obviously Coach Smith would be an influence. Who are some other coaching and football influences?
Yeah, you know, my defensive coordinator at the University of Redlands, Joey Mariani, you know, he's still there. He does a great job, and he really pushed me to take the job at Redlands after I graduated. So I'd huge shout-out to him, learn everything from him, too. My high school head coach, Dean Peters, back in my hometown, you know, just – he's a player's coach. You know, he's a guy you want to play for, and that's what makes you want to get into that business. It's not just about X's and O's. You know, it's about the players and having relationships with them, and that's what he taught me. You know, and that's he made it fun, right? And that's what you want to keep doing.
So I'm a D2 guy, and you're a D3 guy, you're mentioning. You find that, hey, you've got a little extra chip. You got a – not that you wouldn't work hard anyway, but you have that extra drive, motivation.
Yeah, you know – we're not flying charter and eating steak the night before games, D3 ball. So, you know, but if you love ball, you love ball. It doesn't matter what level it is, you know. But you know, coming from a lower level, it makes you appreciate everything you have, you know, starting from the bottom at D3 and working your way up, you know. So you are grateful for all the things that the Division I programs bring you and give you, you know, an opportunity. So, but football's football, man.
Yeah. So, coming to Texas, give us any favorite grub besides Fuddruckers. Any other good Texas grub? Have you warmed up to some great Texas barbecue? I like to.
Yeah, my dad was just in town, actually. I took him to the Pit Room. That's like the first place I take any of my friends.
That's my favorite. I love Pit Room.
Love the Pit Room. Brisket, you know. They got some, like, venison sausage and stuff there, too.
Don't have that in Michigan, do they?
No, not brisket. Plenty of venison. But, I like the Pit Room. A lot of good Mexican food. You know, El Tiempo, you name it. Lupe tortilla, all that. So it's a little bit different than the California Mexican food. There is a difference between the stuff down here. But it's all good. I ain't going to complain.
Yeah. Last two games, focus with your position group. What are the things you stress as you want to, like Coach mentioned in his first segment, you want to obviously finish strong. So what's some overarching things you tell your unit?
Yeah, you know, the hardest thing I think is consistency and really the little things. And I think you just want to, when you got new guys, you're working into positions, you know, you just want to make sure that they're getting the basic principles, you know, getting lined up, getting the right calls. And now that they've taken those steps, you know, you want them to focus on the little things of their alignment, their disguises, you know, things that veterans like Naeem Smith, George Nyquist, Trayshawn Chamberlain, like those are what those guys crafted. You know, that's what they focused on because they knew all the basic principles. So now you're bringing those younger guys up to speed who are now starting to get it. So just being consistent and on the back end and making it hard for offenses to recognize the defensive looks you're giving them, you know. And the biggest thing is, you know, football is a game of big plays, and, you know, four turnovers is big. They've had we forced a few turnovers throughout the year, and you just got to keep having those to win games, obviously.
Hey, great getting to know you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Colin Spencer of our Rice Owls, the safeties coach. And stay tuned. Coming up next here, Coach Blumgren comes back. A scouting report of Dana Dimmel and the UTEP Miners. This is the Mike Blumgren Show from Learfield.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Director's Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at LDirectorsCup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
Highlighting the Owls on the gridiron. Welcome back to the Mike Bloomgren Show. Here again, your host, JP Heath.
Yes, yes. Rice Owls and the UTEP Miners out in the Sun Bowl. Dunleavy Family Head Football Coach Mike Bloomgren back with us talking about Dana Dimmel's Miners, 6-4 overall, 3-3 in league play. They had a wild last 5 minutes of their game Saturday, a close loss at North Texas. I know it's early in the week, but just kind of overarching, what do you see from them and how they had a great start and they're bowl eligible and like we do, they want to finish strong as well.
Oh, absolutely they do. And they're very similar in terms of the makeup of their team. They've got a very strong defense. They've also lost their starting two safeties for the year. And they have some great defensive linemen. They've got some interior defensive linemen that make a big difference in every down. And you look at number 7 in there at the nose, and he's listed 6'1". I'm not sure he's quite 6'1". I think he's listed 315. He looks more like he's 340. So they're big guys in there that are going to do a good job making things very tough in the run game. And there are guys on the perimeter. The corners are doing a really nice job. Now, their offense is going to be run first and shots, you know, and their background or really Dana Dimmel's background is very similar to mine. He was an offensive line coach for a number of years. I remember when he was at Kansas State and I was at Stanford, we played a couple times and we both spoke at some O-line clinics for the NFL over the years. And we've kind of swam in the same circles without ever being too close. But so he's going to be a guy that puts the ball down. He's going to have the offensive line tough and physical, and they're going to try to impose their will on us. And we're not going to let them.
Their quarterback, Gavin Hardison, averaging 240 yards passing per game. What stands out on film with him?
Yeah, I mean, just his ability to hit some of those shots. He'll hold the ball a little bit longer. It's certainly a different style offense than what we played last week. And I don't know if you remember 2 years ago, but we had a chance to have him come in the game late against us that year.
That's right.
So we have seen him live and in person, and certainly he's improved some in the 2 years since. But you know, they've got a receiver out there that's caught 1,000 yards already, and most of those are shots. So, again, we've got to do a great job. There's some element, a feel to it of playing UAB where you've got to stop the run and you've got to keep a lid on those receivers on the outside, knowing those shots will come. It's certainly a different run scheme than UAB, but nonetheless, stop the run, contain, keep the roof on, and do a great job with our keys, and we'll be just fine over there on defense.
Yeah, Jacob Cowing already over 1,000 yards receiving, 174 against North Texas. You mentioned their defense, Bradley Dale-Pivido, that praise Amawuli. He's a Katy kid, but 10 quarterback hurries and 12.5 tackles for loss. That jumps out on the stat sheet, doesn't it?
It does, and he's 6'3", and they say he's got a 7-foot wingspan. You see him play with his great length. And, you know, right from Katy Taylor High School, certainly we knew about him through the recruiting process, and he's had an immediate impact over there. Every start he's gotten, I think he's got 23 career starts over there. So he's another guy that's on the edge and really affecting the game.
Thanks, Coach. I'm going to get me a shake now. You inspired me.
Oreos. It was Oreo milkshake, buddy. Go for it.
It was an easy persuasion, but this being my last one. Got the hangover burger and the shake. Just a few extra minutes on the treadmill tomorrow.
I hear you.
See you this week, Coach.
All right, buddy. Sounds
appreciate
good.
Appreciate it. Dunleavy Family and Football Coach Mike Bloomgren. I'll wrap up the show right after this here from Fuddruckers. This is the Mike Bloomgren Show from Learfield.
Everybody's got a burger. No matter what your burger, Fuddruckers has it. Each morning, we make the freshest buns for the world's greatest hamburger. Whatever craving combo you have, our buns have you covered. 100% all-American premium cut beef cooked to order. Add delicious toppings to pile high. Then head over to our build-your-own produce bar with fresh ingredients to create your crave. Our burger coasters are waiting for you at Fuddruckers.
This is the Mike Bloomgren Show. Here again, the voice of the Owls, J.P. Heath.
Yes, indeedy. Yes, indeedy. Remembered everything we give thanks. Thanks to you all for tuning in. And coming on out tonight, Calvin, get on up here. Do you mind? This is my last show. Come talk to me. It's on the fly here. This could be wild.
I only got a couple minutes. I know you like to talk.
Trying to get it right together today.
Me too. Something we have in common. Yeah, flip that down. Here you go. This is Calvin, the nicest human being at Fuddruckers. Calvin, how are you doing?
I'm fine today.
Why are you so happy, Calvin?
Oh, ready to go home.
Okay. You love sports, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What's your favorite team?
Cowboys.
Okay. Really? Are you serious?
Yes.
You don't get any kind of stuff since you're in Houston?
No.
You know, the stadium's like a mile that way, so you don't mind?
No.
Okay. Well, we appreciate y'all. Thanks for everything you do.
And Mr. DJ over there.
Yeah, DJ. Who makes the better burger, though, you or DJ?
DJ.
Okay. And you're the people person?
Yes, sir.
Right? Okay. And who else is back here? Y'all got a big operation?
She went somewhere.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for what y'all do.
Thank you.
You're always smiling when you come in here, always talking, trying to remember names. I think you get the names right about half the time, right? At least.
Somewhat. Because I'm not good with names. As long as I know mine, I'm good.
You got them, though. You remember a lot of them.
Yeah.
Hey, see, I told you I'd get you on before I left here, though.
Yes, sir.
All right. Appreciate it.
You have a blessed one.
Yes, sir. You
and
too.
Thank you
God
again.
Bless you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, thank you. The one and only Calvin. He was hustling, and I stopped him from working there. But I saw him, and I thought, hey, we hadn't had him on, and I teased him on the first show, like, hey, you got to come on. And you weren't dodging me, were you? Before? No, you weren't. No. Now he's back to smiling. There you go. All right. Thanks to Calvin. Thanks to DJ and the folks here at Fuddruckers. It's the 288 and South McGregor location. Fuddruckers, the world's greatest hamburgers. Whether your crave is grilled onions, crispy bacon, three cheese, or all the above, we've got you our produce, homemade buns, always fresh and delicious. Come by, create your crave today at Fuddruckers. And Calvin, filling in for me next week is a guy named Nate, and he has been yapping the whole season about getting a Fuddruckers burger. You have to do something special. You're going to have to make a big, big production of it. Give him like 6 pound patties just packed there and see if he can finish them all and give him a T-shirt or something. But thanks to Walter. Thanks to our great guest. Thanks to Kurt Lockhart. Thanks to Colin Spencer. And, of course, the one and only Mike Blomgren. Have a great – and thank you, as always, to all of you for tuning in as well. Make sure you subscribe to the Rice Owls Insider podcast to get – all the latest information of Rice Owls sports. 3 o'clock at UTEP coming up on Saturday. 2:30 is our Houston Methodist Hospital pregame show. Go to syncmygame.com to match up the audio. Nate's with you next week. Out of my hands. That's on y'all. Walter, you'll have to rein in a Mr. TV star, but he'll be back with you next week when I have Rice Owls basketball. But we will talk to you coming up Saturday from the West Texas town of El Paso, Rice and UTEP coming up Saturday. This has been the Mike Blomgren Show from Learfield.
On the Rice Sports Network from Learfield, you've been listening to the Mike Blomgren Show. Tonight's show was brought to you by The Parking Spot. The Parking Spot. We have airport parking covered. And by the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 716, lighting up Rice University and Houston for over 100 years. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Rice Sports Network.